Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life of a Montana rancher. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, the heavy early season snowstorm that dumped more than a foot of snow on parts of the state in October meant Buffalo rancher Weston Merrill had to start feeding super early.
We had a pretty darn good snowstorm, which is really nice and much needed moisture, but it also presents some challenges. We don't have a very big hay pile, and so having to feed hay this early in the fall is kind of nerve-wracking, and we have to feed that hay because generally we winter graze everybody, and with snow, the cows can burrow down in and still get a mouthful of grass, but the wind came up and the snow turned hard, so they couldn't get to the grass.
So cows eat grass, except when they can't. Then they eat hay, which is dried grass or alfalfa usually. Ranchers have to make that hay themselves or buy it. Either way, it's an expense, a big one in a drought year like this, because supplies are short. If ranchers have to start feeding early, like Weston did, they could run short, and that can fray tight budgets, like Weston's.
Normally, you know, we can make 1,600 round bales in a summer. Well, this summer we made 800, so half of what we normally make. And so the amount of hay that we're going to have to feed this winter is a lot shorter than what we normally have on hand. We wouldn't have to feed hay until January sometimes, but it just, you got to adapt to Mother Nature, because this year she said, let's cover you with snow. And we're thankful for it. We need the moisture.
The drought. This summer was the first in a decade so much of Montana was in drought at the same time. And the first year since 2004, more than 10% of the state was in extreme drought, the worst category recognized. Montana farmers and ranchers experienced drought crop losses in the hundreds of millions of dollars.
It's definitely a hard year right now. Like, it's tight, the budget's tight and things, but because we were able to adapt, we definitely had a lot better results than what we could have. Could have been disastrous. You know, cattle didn't weigh up, cows not healthy, and things like that.
Weston and his dad, Corey, actually had the most bred cows they've ever had, thanks to some back-breaking water hauling measures they took this summer. That higher percentage of pregnant cows means everything.
We have more freedom, more options looking forward. So if our hay pile gets short this spring and we're going, boy, what do? We're able to sell more pairs because we had more cows that were bred.
It easily could have gone the other way.
We have those numbers, so now we have a choice. We can sell them or keep them, whereas if we didn't have that high percentage of bred cows, we don't have a choice. You sell them. You get rid of those open cows because you don't want a freeloader.
Of course, pregnant cows can mooch too.
If you start feeding them hay, they start to depend on you feeding them hay, and they're less apt to go forage themselves and to go out and pick grass. Now the cows are standing around looking for a handout instead of going out and foraging themselves, which is what we want them to do, and which really, I believe, cows are made to do. They're made to, you know, get out and fend for themselves.
Obviously, when the weather's extreme, at the end of December and into January normally, or during a freak storm like the one we had in early October, the cows get fed. But that's not the case now.
Right now, it's nice. The wind has blown. The sun's come out, so they can get to a lot of the grass. But they might spend half the day standing there looking at you at the hay yard, expecting a handout. Once they do a few days of standing around and realize you're not going to throw them any more hay, they'll get out and do their picking.
Next week, winter sets in for real and the hay pile dwindles ever lower.
Field Days is hosted by Sarah Brown and produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. For more information, visit our website, ypradio.org.